Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, but we're probably not going to talk Nats right now, I think, if we're being honest here. Nick Ashew, Doc Walker in for Grant and Danny.
But we could.
We could. Yeah, we could. The Nats
Let's not act like we couldn't.
No, it's not a matter of whether we could or couldn't. It's
now,
just
whether we're talking winning baseball or not, now that's a whole different chapter.
I miss those days.
Hey, Ryan Clary knows a lot about the Nats.
Ryan Clary does know a lot about the Nats. Ryan's got a focus right now.
A lot of things.
He's in there fixing his hair. He's, you know, wants to make sure he looks good. Had to come in here. Thought he was working remote. I know. You've had a day, sir, but you're fine.
Yeah. Well, he's a standard setter.
Yeah. And you're doing a great job, all right? Both of you. Wonderful job.
Yeah, the Hokie's always on point, though. He's having a hell of a week.
Is he Buckeye or Hokie? It's been
Hokie.
Both.
Oh, Hokie.
Are you sure? Because you called him Buckeye earlier.
Him Buckeye because Carpenter was on the phone with me, and we had a little thing we started back in the day. But after further review.
Okay. All right.
He's a Hokie.
After further review.
He's just mad because Ohio State plays UCLA this weekend. I'm going to be there.
Oh, that's right. There's a little rivalry going on here. I forgot.
Why would
about
I
that.
Be mad about something I've already done?
See, here's the one thing you got to learn, Wes. You can't rile Doc up with that kind of stuff. I tried it for years. Doesn't work. He's just going to look at you and go, no, I'm good.
Not by somebody we beat the hell out of. What are you going to rile me up about?
Yeah, see?
See, he doesn't know his history. That's the thing about
young people.
I know
the national championship last year.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we beat the hell out of you when you were on your way to another one. How'd that? Where's that stack up at?
I wasn't alive, so
you weren't alive for a lot of life. Yeah. You still might not be alive.
Yeah. All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ashew in for Granddaddy. 800-636-1067. Commanders on their way to Madrid. They're 2.5-point dogs, in case you're wondering. To the Dolphins, who just beat the Bills, by the way. Where are you emotionally with this team right now? Because you're laughing, Doc. But
because it's funny.
It is funny, but it also sucks. Yeah. Like this, I am like during the game last week, because this is what social media is, there were so many highlights of the divisional round against the Lions, and all I thought of was, oh man, I missed that last year. I missed that feeling, that fun. It is night and day different right now.
But man, from what we went through with that clown show.
Oh yeah.
That we had here,
mm-hmm.
They could never be on my bad side.
Oh, I still feel better about the future now than I ever did in the Dan Snyder era.
Okay. Just want to make sure we were on the same point.
100%. It may feel like it, but I promise
this
it's not
its
the same
worst,
era.
It's still better than anything they did.
But you also now have to show starting, it's really more this offseason, that you're going to improve from this.
Yeah, we're going to build. Now we're even.
then you'll lose the fan base.
Yeah,
yes. Then people will start to worry. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Kurt in Ashburn.
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, folks. How you doing?
Good, Kurt.
Listen, yep. Shoot, I forgot what you were saying.
You got five seconds, Kurt.
Don't feel bad. Trust yourself.
All right.
You got this.
All right.
How are you emotionally with the team right now? How do you feel about the team? One, two, three, go. You got this.
You have on people. Ask you.
They're my lads. They're my lads, come hell or high water. Period. You know what? I forgot what I was going to say, and I'm not wasting any more time.
All right, well, that's smart, good enough. We're good. There you go. Well, you know what? He tried. How about maybe Bruce in Rockville is going to have a little bit more here. Bruce,
he's under
a lot
of pressure.
Well, Bruce in Rockville is sky high for them to continue their losing streak and have a shot at a high draft choice. I want them in the top six, trade it to one of these quarterback-hungry teams, and two first-rounders, stud edge rusher, stud wide receiver. Keep it going, boys.
You know what?
Can do it.
Okay. Bruce,
I don't think they lose many times, but I'll give them two.
Bruce is right in the sense, Doc, that like we are very used to being in that position with this team. But again, this is different in the sense that it's a rebuild. This is different in the sense that like this team is the oldest team in the NFL. Probably still now, depending on who they brought in. They've been the oldest team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The only way to truly get younger, it starts with the draft. Everything after that is free agency, but the youngest guys in the draft. Now, granted, youth does not mean better, but youth does identifying quality young talent does help you build towards the future. You got to be able to identify it just because you have those draft picks.
Well, remember, it wasn't too long ago we used to brag with our chest stuck out that we had four number ones on the D-line.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Nobody would require a double team.
Right.
Required to where you had to put two on them.
Right.
That young kid that was out in L.A., everybody thought he was a little bit undersized.
Mm-hmm.
He never played a game he wasn't doubled.
Yep.
This is a math equation.
I hate math. Blocks, do we have to do math? You sure?
Who do we have on our defense that the offense attaches two human beings to?
Nobody.
Not that we're the only team like that.
Yeah.
There's only about six of these creatures in the league. I want one of them on our side.
The hard part is, well, again, we're a long time from this, but... Yeah. When you're talking draft, one, it's where they are. Two, it's are they going to go best talent available or are they going to go best talent available at biggest need, right? Because they need a pass rush. They could use help all across the board at
You'll
linebacker.
You'll never know because they need so
right.
much.
There's so much
they
now, right?
so much.
That's
you
the
never
thing.
Know.
There's yeah. so much. They still need help on the offensive line, though they've gotten some young guys there they need to develop. So there's a lot. This team is not one or two players away from being a contender, but I'm not going to doubt Adam Peters in the plan until they show me that we should.
Yep.
Because they already showed us in year one that you can build a team out of scraps and win 12 games. And I think that's what gets forgotten a lot with this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take away from the crap that we've seen this year.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take away from the issues defensively or the offense being set behind because you didn't have Terry McLaurin out there at all, and then he's been hurt and Jaden's been hurt, and go down the long laundry list of all of these things. The list of issues that this team has had is like an Egyptian scroll that you just unravel and it rolls all the way down in front of the feet of Adam Peters. He's got a lot he's got to work on. But this is now going to be him first really earning his money. This is really it this offseason now. Well, it starts now, but it heads into the offseason.
I agree, but are you saying that you wouldn't trade at all?
Oh, not a chance. I want everything that happened last year.
Me too.
Every chance
that
I get.
Me too.
10 times out of 10, I'm taking that last year.
Because there are no guarantees in it. I just don't think it's a 32-team pull. Because how many of these creatures are they on defense? I think we all agree.
Very few.
We need one on defense. Well, how many are they now, these aliens? Seven, eight, out of 32?
Right.
I watched one last night with the Stellas.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep your eye on them. They're unbelievable. They require a spy, a chip, two people. That levels the playing field. That's an advantage that most people don't have. those that have won, Cleveland has won, Pittsburgh, the Lions. That's why our kids, I thought, did a pretty good job against their guy because he didn't wreck the game.
Yeah.
So that's good for us in a way that he didn't wreck the game.
But he's always a threat. Somebody like an Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, hell, look at Jalen Phillips last night and what he was able to do for the Eagles, and they just got him. Like, this is, and again, the other thing you have to keep in mind if you're watching, it's not just building a team. It's building a team that can also compete year after year with the Eagles and Howie Roseman, who ain't afraid to make moves. He is not afraid to be aggressive.
You got another problem, too. As bad as the owner is for the Dallas Cowboys, their offensive talent is elite.
It is, and we saw it. Now, I want you to know, Doc, we may not have a lot of great defensive players, but we got ourselves some wide receivers out here.
They're elite.
Yeah, we do.
And so when you're paying your quarterback $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
So really, why don't we just look at it and go, well, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Yeah.
We don't. But they're not to be played with offensively.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So everybody's
got something. But remember, George Pickens is gonna need a new deal. They're gonna pay him. We know how that goes.
Oh, Jerry has
to know. But does he though?
Yeah, he does, because this thing is blowing up. If they failed again, this is 30 years straight.
But Jera doesn't care. You know that.
No, but this one's personal.
Pickens, you're saying, re-signing him?
No. You know, they got
Micah.
Micah's personal.
You're saying with Micah. Okay.
Jerry's going to be judged by Micah from now on. This is the way it's going to be.
That is true.
First one to the Super Bowl wins. This can't be settled anywhere other than the Super Bowl. Whoever gets to go.
Well, because at least in the past, all the other issues with contracts were finally settled.
Right.
Everybody else. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, it happened to Dak twice, and it happened to Ezekiel Elliott.
Pays them all.
Yeah, but this was the first time where we went, oh, he was serious.
Well, he wasn't listening to Micah.
No.
Micah's been saying this for a couple years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a different dude.
Yeah. And then they went out and they were like, we need help on defense. Oh, you do? Huh. Well, you need somebody that can disrupt an offensive line and get after the quarterback, like you said. They had it.
They had it. And it makes the second guy's job easier, which they had that too.
Mm-hmm.
They have three guys in the league right now that rush the passer.
Yeah.
But if you want to see this thing done, it's boring, but if you love ball, Seattle Seahawks. Take the no fanfare.
No. It's never
structurally
that way.
Built
yeah.
by a guy who's done it three times now.
Stable organization following the
Harbaugh's
blueprint.
Deal. They have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get them, you get the manual that comes with it. And there's three teams in the league that are better than you are because they follow this plan, and it's methodical.
Yeah.
That's why when everybody's talking, who you want? No, it's what I want. I want a system, not a person.
Right.
I want a system, not a person, unless the person can bring their system. And clearly, most can't do it. They can't duplicate it because it requires these key components at certain player positions. Most people can't generate it. But when your offensive lineman is your dream, guess what? There's more chances to get that guy than it is the quarterback. So if you got one, bingo. I'm telling you, what I learned about this year is that don't be influenced by talk. Let track record lead you to where you should go.
Mm-hmm. It's why building culture is so important for this team. And that doesn't happen
overnight.
We hear
that all the time. But what culture are we building?
Yeah. And that's, it's not just the word culture. It's
what culture?
How do you define that culture?
What culture are we?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Everything that was done in the previous regime, do the opposite. That's their blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam Peters and Josh Harris and Magic Johnson, everybody else came in with their own blueprint. And it was just do the opposite of what was done before you. It's like politicians, right? You want to run against somebody, and they're not doing well in whatever position is they're holding in office, you just say, I'll do the opposite of that guy. You're not happy with him, I'll do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You start with that, you're on the right track.
And then, but you have to have ching-ching.
Then you do actually have, yes.
That's See, that true. Didn't work without cheddar.
Well, that's true.
So that's why I go, whenever you mention the word, and you mention politics, and you don't mention currency with it,
that's
I don't
true.
My ears
well,
go completely
out. It's pretty much everything.
Because it's currency. Not about policy. It's not about anything other than dollar bill. You control the revenue, you control the product, then that's what we are following now. That's our new order of business. That's why I love sports even more so.
We know the Commanders have a lot of money that they can spend this offseason. They got the cap space.
They had a lot last year, too.
And they're going to be willing to do it. Right, but they weren't willing to spend it like I think there'll be now more this offseason. All right, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Campbell in D.C. What's up, Campbell?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Good? Key?
So, Nick, I think you can appreciate this. You've been saying multiple times we're the oldest team. That reminds me of this baseball team in the city that was the oldest, and they won everything, and then the next year they fell apart. So you ask what level I'm on. I'm not a real pro football fan, so I'm at a one because I don't care, but I love my city. So they need lots of draft picks. And like you said, they should have traded some of them pieces away, got real young, and play the young guys like my Nationals. Play the young guys because you're not winning. You tried to go all out and beat the Eagles, and you went 1-for-3. So good luck with them in Madrid, but don't be surprised if it's 50-20.
Ooh, God, 50-20, Campbell. God,
ooh, Campbell.
That's a lot of scoring for an overseas
bold
game, though.
50.
You know, it's interesting, though, when he brings up the Nats and sort of how it's tough, too, because the next season was the 62-game pandemic season, and they basically just at that point
they didn't
mailed
get the
it
victory
in.
Lap.
But they did. And you know, that always eats at me still to this day, is you never really got to watch the Nationals truly have that title
victory
defense.
Lap.
And then after that, they basically sold off the whole team, and they haven't really, they've never gotten back to that point now.
But we're looking at the fruit of that labor, and we're still determining who's going to be what. But I go, well, wait, but who are you? And you should not have to apologize for being realtors, of being property owners that are into commercial real estate. But if I could pick an owner, like you pick a parent, you want a parent who has a part-time job and a side business, or one that is a stay-home. They both can love you to death, but one's there with more time. Mm-hmm. It's just different. I like the fact that they're not hiding what their interest is, but I prefer somebody that's willing to die behind the game, not their business. Does that make me a bad guy? I'm just telling you straight up.
Right.
They have spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they're paying too many people that don't play for them.
Right. Well, listen, yeah, you can, it's the same thing with draft picks. Like we're talking about, you can have all the great draft picks you want, but if you can't identify the talent, it doesn't matter. Like, great example. Look at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
How many top three picks at quarterback have the Jets had?
Yeah.
How many times have they gotten it right? You can pick high. Can't get it right. I mean, Sam Darnold looks like at least a good quality starter in the NFL if I'm selling him low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had to go through other systems, go to the 49ers, learn some, go to counter Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota.
Yeah, he needed a coach.
So it's not, but it's, so you can have all of these draft picks. You can have all this money to spend in free agency. But if you're not spending your money wisely, if you're not identifying talent that can translate from the college level to the pro level, it doesn't matter. You can have 15 first-round picks, which would be a record. But it doesn't matter if you can't identify that talent, although I would hope that with 15 you could do it.
I agree with what you're saying, because the only thing this, you can buy an expensive car and all you got to do is drive it.
Yep.
But to build that car, you've got to have somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Yes.
And so that doesn't always match. Just because you have money doesn't mean you have brains. We know that. We know a lot of ignorant rich people.
Oh, yeah, yes, quite a bit.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, how do we get the combination to work? How do you get it to work here? Because right now I see there's a little bit of doubt surfacing in whether or not we can get what we have on this roster to actually be its best.
Some of it is time for guys to develop, but some of it is also just you can sometimes see right away, right? Like, you can just tell with some guys whether they've got it or they don't. And what worries me is that because we haven't seen certain young players getting much of an opportunity, like Ben Sinnott at this point, and his name gets thrown around a lot because I think we
top
know that there's...
Top 100 pick, yeah, he should be.
There, we have not... Now, touchdown last week, I get it. Like there, but you start to wonder, do they look at some of these players and just say, nah, that ain't it. It ain't going to work, you know? It's not always the case.
But you've asked two questions. One,
sure,
they can't make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean the kid can't play.
Right. Sometimes it's just the system, the organization
matters. Could be
matters.
The system, or could be the organization. But I'm still telling you that by week 9, we're not supposed to be talking this way.
I know. It's a lot different than week 9
when
of last year, isn't it?
You decided not to have your guy throw a pass in the preseason.
Well, technically, we're in week 11 now.
Yeah. The one thing they got screwed on was the Ravens scrimmage. that was agreed upon both sides. Mm-hmm. It was just bad timing.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, they suffer from that.
Yeah.
Because I think the Ravens hit more in practice than they do. And even if they didn't, we were young enough, we have to. We have too many people trying to learn what to do as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think every chef, everybody goes over and second guesses something if it doesn't mm-hmm. come out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I could do it again, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
My question to the boss is that if you could rewrite this season, so what do you wish you would have done? He won't say it
right.
if he's smart, but I guarantee you he could fill a notebook up with it. So can he now combine that with next year's people? Because I think you need a new set of eyes. When you get to the point where you worry about if a guy's up in a booth or the sidelines, you need a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me right now you don't know. Because that never makes public with me. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
You would, if you told me you, I'd give, tell you to go kiss my behind. Mm-hmm. You do what you do for a living, this is what I do. But he did it. And it didn't work. Phase one. Maybe it works this week. But I know now that he doesn't know. He's hoping this turns around. Doesn't sound like a guy that has Tell the Truth Mondays and all these fictional titles to everything. Don't sound that confident now, does he? No, he doesn't. So I broke him. I don't expect my general to be broken. I expect him to do the breaking. So this big prove week, show me week. I can't wait for the game.
Because remember, too, after this is the bye week. And there's nothing worse than going into a bye week.
Don't even say it.
With a negative mindset.
Don't even say it. If you don't say it, you won't think it.
All right, fine.
But
I
if
won't
you
say it.
Say it, then you think
I gotta be realistic, Doc. All right, I gotta temper my expectations.
It's gonna be some rough shows.
I know it's gonna be.
On a bye week.
It's gonna be, there's gonna be a lot of questions.
I hate bye weeks in radio.
Yeah. Well, they can be good if a team wins, but bye week last year was a lot more fun.
Everything was a lot more fun, yeah.
It was. It's true. All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ashew, we're in for Grant Danny. Anthony Armstrong, former Redskins receiver. Yes, the original 1-3 jumps on with us next on The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nick Ashew, Doc Walker in for Grant Danny. Anthony Armstrong going to join us in about 15 minutes now, so we had to just swap that a little bit. No big deal. We'll talk to him. Doc, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this yet. We've looked so much at the state of this team, this Commanders team, and where they are, and still got a lot of people. We can go to some more calls here since we're swapping Anthony Armstrong down a little bit. When it comes to Jaden Daniels, and there was a report before the Detroit loss, maybe only 3 weeks and they bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the boat now. Three different injuries this year. This team feels cursed to me at 3-7. And depending on what happens in this Dolphins game, I know it's a tough sell to the guys in the locker room if he's fully healthy, but I am very concerned about the possibility of him coming back. Even if they're cautious like they've been, even if they're making sure he's 110% healthy, I'm worried about him coming back in a season where they're like 4-11 at that point and it meaning absolutely nothing and something else happening.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you feel differently, don't you?
Well, of course.
I know you do. He's and this is what I love. Yeah.
No, No. You're insulting him.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's not going to like to hear
it. No, it's because I care, Doc.
Yeah, but he's not going to like to hear it. I guarantee. You know what I like about him?
What?
He wouldn't buy into that.
I know he wouldn't. But most players don't. Most players, you have to almost protect them from themselves sometimes, right? No, guys want to get on the field a lot sooner than they should.
He's been his size his whole life.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's not even about the size, though. But the elbow has nothing to do with his size.
No, but
the elbow has to do with the offensive line.
The whole idea of this is that you're not trusting yourself. Now, it's like why parents don't let their kids drive their Ferraris. They love them both, but I don't trust. It's a trust issue. Once we get into the idea that now I have to look at you thinking about if you're going to get hurt, I trade you because it's done.
Right.
I can't manage that way. I'd rather get a jackpot if somebody bites on you. I can't do that. I got to go with this is my guy. I know what he has done. He's made hits. He's made throws. He's done all this. And I'm riding or dying with him either way. And he won't let it happen. That's why I love the dude. I trust him. You always have to remind young people, go down, dude. Seriously. Don't test your manhood every play.
Like Jackson Dart.
Perfect example.
Evaluated for four concussions this year. Look,
and
I get it.
And is fired.
Again, I said this knowing exactly what you were going to be on the polar opposite side of me, and I get that. The issue is that you start to look at a meaningless season at the very end and whether or not the risk outweighs the reward.
Yeah.
And I get there's always risk, but it's different when there's risk in a team that's competing for a playoff spot, not 4-11 or whatever hypothetical record you want to throw out there.
I still think I can win games with Marcus, and so...
And that's the other thing.
I'm not
the offense
just
at least can be similar with him. He's one of the best backups in the NFL.
For this, he's perfect for this team.
Right.
But I'm going to lose confidence in myself if I don't win more with him.
Mm-hmm.
See, it only works if we win.
Right.
I can only take that, man, good effort, but we lost so many times.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most teams that lose for a long time because they start praising themselves even in defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Can't let that seep in your brain. If we lose, everybody loses. And that's why the food would be served. Everything would be different. Problem is over there, they don't know how to connect because we didn't have anything. So we got food served when we won. We became like, well, hell, I'm going to go bite this guy's nose off his face if it means we can win the game because we didn't get pampered unless we won. Everything was tied around, did you win? The barbecue guy, if we won, Miller people dropped off all their beer when we won. Everything's tied around. I don't believe in treating people the way they get treated that don't win. You have to cash in. I'm doing this because I can. I don't have to. You start taking me for granted. They take kindness for granted. I'm not saying you have to be perfect in execution, but I've questioned their effort. I'm questioning, were they ready to play? Oh, hell no. That's never supposed to happen. They have an issue. They got to get it solved.
Do you honestly see, like, what would the upside be for playing him if they have, like, four wins and it's a month down the road?
Depends on how he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
He can play better.
Oh, absolutely. This
Yeah, so I'm evaluating what I've seen of him so far this year. I'm not impressed because I've seen him do better. And I think he can do more. Now, I understand the circumstance. He ain't had his dog with him the whole time. So he has so much equity with me that I have other issues I got to fix before I fix him. And I like Marcus playing.
Right. And that's why I feel a little better, at least in the sense that Marcus Mariota is still one of the better backups in the NFL. He's the Walmart version of Jaden Daniels. Not quite there, but he can give you enough of that offense to keep it simple.
You won't have to go to school naked.
No.
Yeah, he gets you covered up.
Going to school naked's a bad choice.
Well, I got to
usually that's
the
dream people
have,
Doc.
I have to agree with you.
is there a story you need to tell here?
No.
Felt like that was from experience here.
No. It was hypothetical.
All right. Well, Anthony Armstrong will join us in probably like 7 or 8 minutes here now. We still got a little bit of time.
Wide receivers, man. What is it with them? They can never be on time.
Tight ends are always disciplined. It's the wide receivers.
First in the building, last to leave.
The wide receivers that are the problem. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Franco in D.C. He's been hanging on for a while. What's up, Franco? Franco?
Wake up, Franco.
Oh, Franco lost it. Missed his chance. All right, we'll go to Paulie then. What's up, Paulie?
Hail to the W.
Hail to the W, man. What's going on, Nick?
There he is.
God bless you. God bless you, my guy. What's going on, Doc? Hail to the W, man.
Oh, man, you know what time it is.
Hey, you know, you asked the question of how I'm feeling. I feel good, man. I actually do. I actually feel good, man, because, look, we ain't dummies. We know the playoff scenario for this team is over with. But like I said yesterday to you, Doc, season's not over.
No, it's not.
And we do got some nice, young, exciting parts out there that need to play, you know? I look at this as an opportunity to change the whole demeanor of the season. You know, Quinn's taking over as coordinator. So, you know, get your guys out there. Let them fly around. You know, we got to get better. You want a positive? You want a silver lining to all of this? Look at the offensive line. I think we had the same offensive line lineup for what, the past four games?
Yep,
when Cosby coming back?
Yeah,
Cosby coming. So that line should get some continuity, should be getting better. And by the time Jaden is ready to play, you know, that's something that you should have confidence in to play him. You know, Terry should be back. I mean, we got to start building towards next season. And building towards next season is not going out here and getting drugged by 30, 40 points every game. It's going out there competing and trying to win games. And if we lose the games, then so be it. And a draft pick falls where the draft pick falls. But I feel good about, because now you're forced to do the things you should have been doing all along, like getting some of that youth and excitement on the field. Like, putting people in the right positions to play. Like, my man Mikey. Mikey struggled all year long for the most part of this season. Right? Last year, he played pretty well. Well, you know what? He was in a different position last year. He was on the outside. And I said to start the season, now, I didn't know how good Amos was going to be, but I said to start the season, me personally, was, I'm not moving Mikey anywhere. This guy flourished last year on the outside. And we just stuck him on the inside, and he struggled. But now, because of injury, he's going to have to go back on the outside, and hopefully he can end his season on a high note. So I'm positive, man. I feel good about this team moving forward. I like the draft picks that we have. We just got to play them. You know, it's time to retire the players that's already retired. We got a bunch of retirees out on the field. So let's get them off the field. I mean, they ain't got to sit for the whole game, but they definitely, players like Bobby Wagner shouldn't be playing 100% of the snaps. So let's get these guys out here. Let's end the season on a good note. And the draft pick will fall with a draft pick fall, man. I'm not rooting for top 10, top 3 pick and just get blown out for 30. Nah, we build it for next, because one thing we do have, if we get a top high draft pick, one thing we're not going to draft is a quarterback. And that's the most important position in the league. You know, so we good there. So we just build it from there, man. Let's go, man. Hail to the W, man.
Thank you, Paulie. And this is, Paulie brings up a great point here, Doc. when you're settled at quarterback, despite the season that Jaden has had with the injuries and not looking like he did last year, I'm very confident they're still settled at quarterback. It's just a matter of growth and maturity and all the things that come with it. When you're settled at that position, it's so much easier to build everything else around there. It's not easy, but it's at least easier.
Yeah, easier. You're
right. It's at least easier. And listen, if this becomes, I get it. If some people don't want to like root for a draft pick, fine. But the reality is, if you're playing a lot of young guys, there's a chance you're not winning many more games. But let's just say they have a top five pick. A lot of quarterbacks could be taken in that first round. A lot of teams looking for a quarterback. You trade down, get some more picks, start stocking up on young talent. That's a position you want to be in.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but that makes sense.
It would be a much better spot to be in. When you draft high and have your quarterback, you get more picks, you get more talent. That's how you start building, not just for the short term, but you start building for the long term.
Yeah, because we need inside linebacker, outside linebacker, safety. I mean, needs. Yeah.
A lot of needs. Doc Walker, Nick Ashew in for Grand Danny. Anthony Armstrong joins us next on The Fan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nick Ashew, Doc Walker in for Grant and Danny on The Fan. Just made a discovery during the break. Wes looks like somebody in the news. Like, spitting image.
Yeah.
Have you put that on social media, by the way?
That was scary. It was scary.
People at Virginia Tech did. Last semester.
Side-by-side picture of you and someone that's, well, in jail right now. And, I mean, it is...
Spitting.
spitting image. You guys are twins. So, you know.
Oh, I know.
Do you have
I
United know. Healthcare? I'm just dropping clues here, who you look like, that in case people don't know. Good God. I mean, it is unbelievable, Doc.
Scary.
I just, like, I'm glad that Clary came in here and I was just like, does he look like someone that knew? And I went, oh my God, thank you for asking this question. Because this is, that you guys could be, you could tell me you're twins and I'd believe it. That's all I'll say. All right.
I probably won't do that.
You probably not. Yeah, maybe not to, like, associate yourself with a murderer, but, like, at the same time, you didn't do anything. You just look like the guy, and a lot of women have a crush on this guy. So, you know, you're actually not in a bad spot. So I'll just leave it at that. That's it. All right. Doc Walker, Nick Ashew in for Grant and Danny. Commanders in Madrid on their way there. Anthony Armstrong, former Redskins wide receiver, and my co-host on the Commander Squad podcast jumps on with us. And, you know, listen, Anthony, we can get to the Commanders. We can get to everything that's gone on. But let's not forget that you're a Mavs fan. Nico Harrison getting fired today. Was that a shock to you? Could you believe that?
Man, you know, sometimes changes have to be made, and it may be something that was long overdue for some Mavs fans, but hey, they made the right decision because, golly, it's been a rough couple of years.
You know that because of the response or because the hole that was so deep?
Well, because of the hole, man. When you trade your young superstar like a Luka Doncic, man, that's tough. And down here in Texas, man, they love hard on their teams. Yeah, he broke something up, and you know, I mean, imagine if they were to go off and just randomly trade Jaden Daniels. Like, that would be what type of a gut punch it is, Doc. Mm. That's what it felt like. And, yeah, fan base was not being friendly. And, frankly, the start to the season hasn't been so hot for the Mavs. So, you know, maybe a little change of scenery and new people in the building can kind of get some dubs for the Mavericks.
Yeah, 3-8 start for the Mavs isn't good, but neither is a 3-7 start for the Commanders. You said something to me Sunday that I thought was really kind of telling when we did our show. And, you know, you were like, is this what it felt like watching some of these teams lose that I played on back in the day? Which, first, as I established, you were never the enemy, don't you worry. But, you know, watching this Commanders team now, Anthony, at 3-7, the big thing that stood out to me has really been just this feeling of meltdown. It didn't feel that way before until Detroit. And that's what concerns me with the change in the routine and the travel and the disruption going to Madrid and a Dolphins team on top of that, too, that just beat the Bills and was real cocky in the locker room if you saw those videos after the game.
Yeah, I saw the video. I felt good for them, honestly. They needed that release, the Dolphins did, because their season is... Whereas they haven't had the injury that obviously Tyreek Hill got hurt, but like they haven't had as many injuries as Washington coming in. You got to think both of these teams felt they were going to have some pretty good seasons and it hadn't been going that way. But shoot, Miami was able to get up for a division opponent, right? They really needed to get that win for themselves and for Mike McDaniel. So shout out to them for that. But Washington, frankly, Nick, I think that travel could be good. Sometimes you need to get away. You know what I mean? You need to get into a new time zone, frankly, new language. They don't know, folks don't know what they're saying over there, right? So they can go over there and really just focus on football and hopefully come back with a W. I think, well, Miami's a team that's susceptible. You know, they've shown that, you know, Tua could get the defense, you know, give them some interception, give them some turnovers. So being able to get a new scenery, new place to play football for a bit, it could be something to help this team just kind of get back on track. And I think the way the season's been going, Doc, this is going to help them grow together even more. You know what I mean? There's been so much adversity that they've dealt with. Now they get to go and be next to each other and lift each other up and kind of grow for the rest of the season.
If you – all right, you want to go, Doc? You're thinking about something. Why are you laughing?
No. Keep going.
Okay. Doc, see, this is, you know, Anthony. Doc just randomly starts laughing, and I want to know what's going on in his head. And he's like, no, I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to say anything. Here's what I will say this, though. And you know, listen, Doc and I very much disagree on this, and you already know where I go, but we're going to have it for this show here. I am insanely concerned about Jaden Daniels coming back to a season that's completely lost. But I understand from the player's perspective, selling the feeling of giving up on a season if he's healthy and can't get out there and play.
Correct.
But at the same time, there's the worry of the injury, and is it meaningless? Does the risk outweigh the reward? All of those things are what's on my head. I don't have to make the decision. What would you do if you were in that position, Anthony?
Jaden can stay over there on the sideline with a headset on.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
Yes.
The flukiness of the season lets me know that he don't need to get on the field. I saw a video, a fan rushed the field. He tried to get to the sideline. Dude pulled a hamstring. I think he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. Don't put the kid back on the field. That it just doesn't make sense. I know that there's a point where you want to see, well, if everybody's healthy, let's just end on a good note. I don't even want to risk it at this point. To me right now, it's all about evaluation. You can still, go out there and try to win ball games. I mean, that's the point of playing. But just the fact of risking injury, I wouldn't want to do it. I know O-line's been playing pretty well so far, but it doesn't make sense to me to put him back out there when the season is pointless at this juncture.
I'm not going to disagree from your standpoint, but my leader, it's like seeing Patton come out without a firearm. You can't be the dude if you're not in full metal jacket. And he, thank God, he doesn't think the way we're talking. He'd be insulted by this.
Oh, of course. Oh, I get that. I get
it ain't
that.
For him. You know, I know you didn't do it for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it. Now, what would make me swing your side is if my offensive line was depleted. Then I would protect him. We're big physical freaks. We just need to adjust the plays that are called, in my opinion. I'm not happy with our approach, but I'll keep our people. Because I think if we turn this into a boxing match, be different. I'm Cus Kamado right now. I'm just trying to get you to work the body. That's all I'm trying to get him to do. Win from the inside out, because we got big physical people and we got them sprinting out. I just want to put us in attack mode. And I'm not convinced yet that this offensive brain trust is capable of scouting itself. Because that's what it looks like now. Like they're not scouting themselves.
I can agree with what you're saying. I know what you're getting behind. But that's even more of a reason, because if they haven't shown the ability to change their play calling tendencies, then that's even more of a reason to keep the guy on the sideline. Because frankly, it hasn't necessarily been that he's gotten hit in the pocket that's been injured.
That's true.
It's
true.
It's been moving around. It's been, and frankly, you can really say, okay, throw the ball away or throw the ball to somebody a little bit sooner in a couple of spots. Then you don't get hit. But, I think it's more learning. You got to see somebody run the offense and then just watch Marcus do it. Marcus, watch him stay in the pocket a little bit longer. Watch him operate it and learn by doing. Learn by watching in this instance. We're going to get plenty of reps in the offseason. Right now, it just don't make too much sense, man, to go put that nice Ferrari back on the road one more time.
I'm glad you feel the same way as me, but that's also, as we've talked about, scars from previous eras in this organization, and I will fully admit that those absolutely exist. Talking to Anthony Armstrong and the
Fan. Both of y'all sound like parents.
And that's fine! Listen, we care, man! We care about our Ferrari, okay? We want it to be pristine and shiny and healthy and get a regular oil change. I don't know if you need to do that with another Ferrari, because I don't have one, but I'm just guessing that that's the case. All right, let's look at the game this weekend, Anthony, and again, talking to Anthony Armstrong here on the Fan, Nick Ashew, Doc Walker in for Grant and Danny. We know a lot of names are out. At this point, that's been the regular every single week with this team. But, you and I have certainly on Commander Squad on our podcast talked a lot about sort of the next guy to step up. And even with the lack of depth, there's always somebody. Just from an offensive perspective, obviously as a former wide receiver yourself, is there somebody that you look at now than say, like, this is their chance? Because half of that offense is out, especially when it comes to wide receivers. I mean, Treylon Burks has even got a broken finger now. A guy just got here, and he's already cursed with an injury.
Man, he's out.
Man, I saw that, and I was like, how did you get – where did you get hurt?
Right.
I mean, I hope – and this is not making shade. I hope he'll heal up and come back. And he was making an impact, so I really thought he was going to have a good finish to the season. But I love to see that Jalen Lane was able to get deep. And I love the fact that Marcus Mariota was throwing the ball deep, so I would love to see him continue – his success and do it over there in Spain. You even saw John Bates catch a pass or two, and then even a Ben Sinnott get into the end zone. And one of our favorites, Nick Chris Rodriguez.
Yes.
You know,
it seems like he
may be auditioning for somebody else, but he needs to be the lead dog. I think he's the physical tone that you need to bring and run the rock. I think that correr in Espanol, you need to run the ball. Run it, okay? That's what you do over there. Run the rock and don't have to get too cute with it. But on the offensive side, man, let me see some Jalen Lane. And frankly, if we're being real, anybody that's out here, this is your opportunity. Robbie Chosen, like, shoot, these guys were on the outskirts on the free agency list, and now they're getting to play. I was thinking at the beginning of the season, Jalen Lane probably was going to be the fourth or fifth receiver, you know, and now he's getting all these starting reps. So this is your chance, my man. Make the most of it.
Can't argue that. People have to be allowed to play to bring out the best of them. Some guys aren't practice. They're just practice. Practice does nothing for them. They're just doing this to get your approval, but the game brings out the best of them. You can't have 70,000 in practice. It's the biggest adrenaline rush a guy can get. That's why people transform themselves on game day. If they had 70,000 in practice, you might get the same thing, but you don't. It's that uniform. It's game day, man. And I just think we got to give our backs. And Rodriguez, I said it on X. I was like, I couldn't believe he was in the game. I never see him really do anything wrong, but yet he seems like he's being punished all the time. So if they can live with it, I can live with it. Because it's going to cost them their jobs if they're wrong.
Anthony, you said something. We got a couple minutes here. You know, auditioning for another team. Like, well, did you say that? Somebody just said that a second. Yeah, that was you. Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah. And that actually, you know how I feel about it. Like, that concerns me. Like, what is it? Because, again, you're just saying this here, too. Like, it's like people are surprised to see Chris Rodriguez on the field. And yet when he's out there, he generally performs well. He generally gives you what you're looking for. What is it? Why do you, and again, I know some of this is speculation, unless you're talking to the team behind the scenes, but it's like, why don't we see more of Chris Rodriguez on the field?
Man, I'm shrugging my shoulders over here. Like, I'm like, we're on camera, but I have no clue. Obviously not privy to being in the building, but I've always said that the stuff you see on game day is usually hours and hours of people doing this habitually, but he's performing well. So that makes you think he's doing the similar stuff in practice. He probably just isn't getting the opportunity. They're probably trying to push a different narrative and get somebody else going. But in my estimation, you need to go out here and try to get this W, man. Like, what's going to help you win right now, and that would be Chris Rodriguez. Just how he sets things up, even if you want Bill to ball. And I want Bill to have success, but he's very much a good counterpunch. Right? We need that, as Doc said earlier, you need that body punch, and that's Chris Rodriguez. And then you go with the counterpunch and a little razzle-dazzle with Bill. Doing it the other way around, you know, you're getting a little bantamweight getting knocked out in the first round.
Anthony Armstrong, the original 1-3. Good to talk to you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Y'all be good.
All right. Best of the family.
New episode of Commander Squad also coming out tomorrow, just in case you're wondering here. I'm glad you said that too, Doc, about Chris Rodriguez, because it's like everybody here is sitting here. Well, I'd love to see more of him. He is the guy that I've just been pounding the table for, and we just don't see it. And it blows my mind. It really does.
Yeah, Bill's doing to get better, but Bill's still trying not to fumble.
Yeah.
So now he's running with something on his mind. When he was free flow, you can't even make it up. He's slithery, but right now he's smart. He's not trying to turn it over.
But he's also thinking too much.
And it's taking away his instinctiveness.
100%.
He's not the same guy. So while he works on that mentally, put the beast in there and let him go eat.
I would love to see more of that, especially when he's getting 5.4 yards a carry. All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ashew in for Grant and Danny on the Fan.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.